Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. Three players from the men's A-League competition have been arrested over allegations of betting corruption. Detectives allege one of the players took instructions from a man believed to be based in South America to organise others taking yellow cards during matches for money. Police are yet to name any of the men who have been charged, but investigators say all three are attached to a club based in southwest Sydney. State Crime Unit Commander Michael Fitzgerald says a fourth player is being sought.
There is currently one further player that police wish to interview. He's currently out of the state. In the coming days, we are hoping that player returns to our state, or we will be seeking his extradition.
The Greens say migrants are being made the scapegoats for a housing crisis they are not responsible for, following the Coalition's budget reply speech. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says the Coalition would cut the annual permanent migration rate if elected, which the party believes would free up housing for Australians. But Greens leader Adam Band says housing affordability isn't the fault of migrants.
Labor and Liberal give billions of dollars in tax handouts to wealthy property investors that deny renters the chance to buy their first home. It is pushing prices out of reach of first home buyers, because first home buyers turn up to an auction and they get outbid by a wealthy property investor who's got a big fat cheque in their pocket from the Labor and Liberal governments.
Australia has imposed sanctions on North Korea over allegations it's exporting weapons to Russia. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong says the continued transfer of arms is a flagrant violation of United Nations Security Council resolutions and increases the suffering of the Ukrainian people. Both Moscow and Pyongyang have denied the accusations that were first raised by the United States. A man has been shot in the neck during a robbery south of Brisbane. The 23-year-old has been taken to hospital with injuries that are believed to be non-life-threatening. Police say the shooting happened when a group of people went to a Park Ridge address and demanded property from the resident. Israeli students say ongoing pro-Palestinian protests across Australia's major universities are making them feel unwelcome. The demonstrations have caused class cancellations for the past few days, with protesters occupying university buildings and refusing to walk out. Some students, like Maya Zelke from Israel, who's studying at the University of Melbourne, say authorities should not permit this kind of disruption.
It's okay to protest, and it's okay to, like, we all have, like, the free will of, like, expressing, like, and the uni is the place to do it. Like, I definitely agree with that, not to shut them down, but set value, like, set boundaries. You can't have students blocking a whole building.
There are concerns that up to 500,000 Australians have phones that won't connect to 000 after the 3G network shuts down completely. Telstra is preparing to turn off the 3G network in August. Optus will shut its down from September, while TPG Telecom Vodafone began its closure in January. But the latest industry figures suggest up to 530,000 Australians have devices that are incompatible with the 4G network. Communications Minister Michelle Rowland says the figures are deeply concerning. Meanwhile, millions of dollars will be spent on a feasibility study for a desalination plant in South Australia. It will cost $65 million to assess if the Northern Water desalination project is worth pursuing as part of the federal government's efforts to support emerging net zero industries. If it goes ahead, the plant will be built on the Eyre Peninsula, as well as a 600-kilometre pipeline to transport the water to the far north of the state. I'm Deborah Grawk This is SBS News in Easy English.